You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 95. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host Stone. I keep wanting to go and joining me this week, and it's like, no.
That's nope. The one.
Joining me.
Wrong show.
Over. That way. Wrong that way. Show. Wrong How show, are friend. You?
I am yeah. doing well. How good. Are you?
Excellent. No. Alive. I'm okay.
So you had the not coronavirus. Are you better?
Mm. I am better. Yes. Actually, I ended up with influenza pneumonia.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
I'm going to backtrack here a bit. I'm sorry. You had the non-COVID-19 virus. I don't like calling it coronavirus because the poor people at Corona Beer, they're getting hammered, man. Like, they're getting hammered because people think you can get the virus from the beer. Like, are you guys, like the people that believe that, are you guys insane? Like, is there something wrong with, come on, come on. Yeah. So I appreciate that a lot of people are calling it COVID. Crazy. So, I mean, that just by itself is fine. Sorry. But I'm glad that you're feeling better because.
Thank you.
That can't be good.
It was pretty nasty. So, no, it was not good. So but yeah, much better. Been back to work and dealing in the industry I deal in.
Hold on. Whoa.
Oh,
you're back to work?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been back.
They're not closed?
Nope.
Well, yeah, I guess so, because you're kind of an essential service. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So seriously, thank you. And good luck.
Yeah, people are wow.
Yep.
Wow. It's been an interesting week. And I work in a shopping center, so my shop is within a shopping center.
Yeah.
And wow, people. You really get to see a different side of people. It's very interesting. So, yeah, it's been a bit crazy, and I don't think it's going to settle down anytime soon. So we will see what happens next week. But for us to shut down, it's going to
be
a really big call.
They won't shut you guys down. No. No,
I would doubt it, but it would have to be pretty bad for us to shut down.
Because people are expecting things, right? So I can't imagine that they would shut you guys down. Yeah. My kids' schools are shut down until April 5th. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that it will be going through to the end of the school year, which is end of June. There's just no way things are going to lighten up in 2 weeks. Like, I really hope so, but I really don't think so. So now it's going to be figuring out what to do with the rest of the school year and how, like, are they going to graduate? Mm-hmm. Like, are they still, like, how are we going to do it? Right. Like, are they going to throw away the year? This is uncharted territory, right? We have never had this. And I'm trying to make the kids get the ramifications of everything. And I don't think they really understand that, you know, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. I hope your parents are doing well. Are your parents okay?
They're okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Dad's recovering from the op that he had and they seem to be okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have... They started one of the shopping... Oh, actually, both of the groceries, the supermarkets, have done a elderly, disabled pensioner hour. So From 7 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock, it is pensioners, elderly, disabled people only.
Oh.
Okay. Only.
They don't do that, but they say between in the first hour or two, it depends on the chain, they get 10% or 20% off.
No, I don't think I don't think discount. It's just they're making an hour to be just specific for
it's good
so they can get in.
Yep, which is absolutely.
But me. So my parents went down on Wednesday morning, I think it was, and it was Mom said everyone was fairly civil, which was good. But I was talking to one of the girls from Coles because we've got like two of our biggest supermarkets are Coles and Woolworths.
Okay.
And I was talking to one of the Coles girls on, was it Thursday morning? Or it might have been Wednesday afternoon. And asked her, you know, how's the early going? And she said it was nuts. She had people, she said the older generation and some people in like scooters, you know, scooters.
Yep. I've got
were
one
like
of those.
Running people over. Ooh, and they had worse behavior than a 5-year-old throwing a temper tantrum.
Wow.
And I was like, really? And because I'm like, that doesn't surprise me because I deal with the public, so
sure.
I know. And I just looked at it and she's like, yeah, their behavior was disgusting. And I'm like, you know what? I'll stick with what I do. You can have it. And she's like, oh, gee, thanks. So, yeah, it's been a bit crazy. People have completely lost their minds, which is, yeah. So it's been interesting. Interesting week or two or three here. So,
Yeah. This is uncharted territory, right? Like we've trying to explain to the kids, like even in my lifetime, I'm 43. Okay. So I was born in 76. I'll be 44 this year.
Yeah.
The biggest event. Yes, we had SARS. Yeah. Yes. But, but the biggest event in my lifetime was the 9/11 attacks, because it wasn't on us, but we're right there. We're right there. Yeah. And who knew what was going to happen? No one did. It was a big deal. So this is one of those, you know, things where holy crap. And our prime minister is contemplating, I don't know if he did it yet, bringing back the Wartime Measures Act. It's called something else now, but they've only used that three times: World War One, World War Two, and there was a crisis in Quebec in 1970. So only three times they've had to use this. That's how big of a deal it is here. Like it's such a big deal. It's really cool though. I'm going to kind of segue a little bit to our podcast a little bit. It's really cool what some of the gaming companies are doing, because a lot of people are being encouraged to stay home so that they don't spread the virus and all this and that. And Blizzard today announced, hey, you know what? If you're going to be inside and playing, why not get an extra 100% XP boost while you level? And it's like, you know, holy crap. When I saw that, I'm like, yes. Yes.
And you cannot click that buff off.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yep. So they're saying you take this buff. Take it.
Yeah.
Take it. I gladly am taking that buff. I'll take it any which way they want to give it to me. Whichever way, I'll take it. Thank you very, very much. I mean, it's such a, I leveled one of my characters already from, I'm going to say 87 to 101. in the span of about 2 hours. And I was like, oh, yeah. That's because it's like way extra XP, right? And I was like, holy crap. Because especially when you go into Warlords and you're doing those extra bonus quest zone thing. You know how you like you have to go into like Gorgrond and kill X bugs and you get some. I was getting 200,000, like just a little bit under. I was getting 196,000 XP when I completed that. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yes, nice. Please. I am really hoping that this is going to be what it's like when the next pack comes out. And they said, you know how leveling will be faster and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I would love it to be like this. Please. Please.
Yeah.
Please, Blizzard.
As an alcoholic, it's a very good thing.
Oh, yeah.
XP buffs. Yeah. It's amazing. Objectives. Thanks, Om.
Objectives. Thank you. Yep.
Objectives. Yeah. So... that's amazing. In a couple of hours, like 13 levels. Fantastic.
Like, so looking at all the buffs that we get, so now we get the new buff, which is +1%.
Winds of wisdom.
Yeah. I've got winds, but it's not wisdom. I mean, listen. We have to buy lots of canned stuff, and a lot of that happens to be beans. We want to make sure it lasts a long time. And
well, you know, rations, gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you get +100% there, +55 for all of your heirloom gear. I'm gonna skip that next one. +10 to 25% if you have the war mode buff, which I do. Mm-hmm. So, but I was only leveling with a 10%. Another +10% if you use the Battle for Azeroth. You know, like you can buy a potion and you can send it. Yeah. Like, sorry, it's a draft. Okay, and it's either 7th Legion or I'm assuming Honor Bound is the equivalent on Horde side.
Yeah.
So. And then you think about, so then that gives you +175 to +190% XP, depending on your war mode buff.
Right.
Think about Dark Moon Fair is coming up.
Yep.
That's going to be another 10%. So you're going to be up to 185 plus 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not even considering you could get the +300% leveling potion, like the flask. Sorry, not the flask, the elixir of the something mind, right? Yeah. Of the quick mind or something like that. Elixir of the something mind, right?
Elusive mind or something?
I don't. It's something, but they don't make them anymore, right? So if you've got it, if you've got it, they don't make them. So they're worth a lot, right? In gold. And then whatever the Warlord's XP potion is, I don't think that lasts. I don't think that works past 100. I'm not sure though.
Right.
I'm not sure if it works past that, but it's also another, it's not a potion. So it can't get tracked as a potion.
Yeah.
It's like a draft or something else.
And this is for a whole month.
This is for a month.
This
you can
is for a whole month.
Yeah. You can.
Mm.
I've been focusing on gold, okay.
Yes.
Now that I'm not, it's now attention back to the alt army to farm mounts again, and this is perfect for me. I'm sure that this is going to be this is great for people that have to sit at home, and do nothing, right? So play.
Yeah.
And you can level up quick. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very, very much.
It's a very nice buff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A buff.
And Dark Moon Fest in 2 weeks.
Yeah, in a couple weeks. Yep. It will start April 5th.
Like you said. Mm-hmm. So very nice.
Holy moly. It's funny. I was leveling in Legion Zone, like I just started, and I was going into Azuna. And I had my war mode buff on, and I forgot because I was like, eh, should I leave it on? I'm not sure. Eh, let's just go, right?
Yeah.
And when I landed in there, in that first little quest hub, everyone there was flagged. And I'm like, oh, no. And I'm leveling a Horde character in everyone's alliance. And I'm like, are they going to kill me? And everybody left me alone. Everybody left me alone because everyone's just trying to level up, right? Like they're just go, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine I'm eventually going to get killed. And that'll be okay because I won't lose a potion. I won't lose a buff or anything like that because I'm not using any potions or buffs that you can lose. It's all gear, the winds of wisdom.
Wisdom, yes.
And the war mode buff. So those are the three things. I believe if you use a draft, the draft doesn't wear off either. So the draft persists through death. Which is great.
Okay. Cool.
So what else? So I want to say a little something about BlizzCon. You know, a lot of people think it's going to get canceled or not canceled because, you know, come the normal time for BlizzCon, you know, all this should be gone, right? And we shouldn't be worrying about this. But here's the thing. I don't know if it's going to get canceled or not. I, you know, the one thing I do know is that Blizzard's announcement on BlizzCon is going to come later than normal. Because Blizzard right now is going to be watching what's going on. Everything has a go date. So you either go or you don't. And if you get past that date and you say you're not going to, then you're done, right? So there is no way that Blizzard's announcement date in the past, that's their deadline date. There's no way. No way. So they're going to wait to see. Should they cancel it? How are things going, right? So we're going to get a later announcement date.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's canceled or not, it depends on how things go, right? Depends on the infection rate and if things die down, right? Like, we don't know.
True.
But for sure, expect a later announcement date. I kind of hope that, as much as I don't want them to cancel it, I kind of think it would be cool if they did a virtual one instead that was totally online. Just for 1 year. Because this year is kind of a weird year where it's not necessarily a good thing for, I mean, everybody gets con cred already, right? And California actually just got locked down. Like they got locked down, the whole thing. It just got announced today, I believe. So, and again, that doesn't mean in September, October, November, because it's not going to happen the first weekend of November. It's going to happen middle of October this year. It doesn't mean that we'll still be in the same case where everyone's getting sick and all this. It's either going to get really bad or it's going to die down. But again, Blizzard's got to wait and see. So I'm just saying err on the side of caution. People are going to get con cred already. Do you really want to help spread this damn thing? Probably not. I don't think that they would outright cancel it. I think if they said we're not going to have one in person, that they're going to do a virtual panel where they'll have multiple people, different panels that everyone can watch. Yes, you'll still have to buy a virtual ticket, but this year I think is going to be a different year. And I've seen a lot of people just say, oh, well, it's still going to be on because coronavirus will be gone. I'm like, you don't know that. And it's not just a magical, oh, okay, well, it's not here anymore. Let's just start. They need time to plan. Yeah. Yes, they know what they're doing, but they need time to plan it out, right? Like, they've got that squish date, and
one person can affect so many people. So, you know, it's better to be safe.
Yeah.
I think it would be, well, not I think, but it would be better. I mean, could you imagine if something happened? Like, how would the bad publicity, I know people say publicity is publicity, but
yeah, not like this.
And you do not want bad publicity in this kind of stuff. So it would make sense to do a bit more virtual stuff.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. I think that would be awesome. You know, if they put more, because we missed out on, there was a lot of things that even on the virtual ticket, you couldn't get some of those panels.
Yes.
It would be really cool to have all of them on the virtual ticket, you know, like open it up to all. Or even if they did a record and just went, okay, sit in the studio, do the records of the chats or the, you know, the panels that they're doing and put that all up for us to, you know, I love watching that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's very hard when you don't have access to it to be able to see it. So, yeah, I guess we wait and see. That's...
Yeah, I don't remember like when it was announced last year, but it was mid-April, I want to say it was announced. I mean, it was sometime in April, no?
After Easter last year?
Okay, so sometime in April, a little bit, like closer to the end of April. So we're not going to get it. I feel we're not going to get an announcement until May, June, because they need time to be able to sell tickets, process them, and get everything in place. Can they do that in June, July, August, September, October? Maybe. But we don't know how the virus is going to be, right? So that's we don't know their go, no go date, right? Like, because we're not there, right? So, but it's going to be later than normal.
Wait and see. Wait and sees.
On a personal note, we're using our trip money right now because we're not going anywhere this year. I don't care if they come out with like a miraculous cure just like that, you just have to take like an aspirin. Don't take aspirin, actually. Don't take aspirin. They're not good for you, especially with this. It makes it worse.
The hospital here in Brisbane are currently, they have got the funding and are working on the antidote, whatever, at one of our top Brisbane tech labs or whatever you call. I heard a couple of days ago they've got it and they're working on it, but I think they said it'll still be a couple months before they can, it'll be at least a month before I think they can start testing, but they reckon that within a couple months they'll have it sorted. They've got a couple of things that seem to be working with various other drugs that are currently out. So it's like, wow, you know, that's pretty cool. So,
U.S. Passed something through, and it's a drug that's usually used to fight malaria. And they got it fast-tracked, and now they're waiting to see if it's going to kill you or not, right? Right, to be like, well, is the cure worse than the disease, right? And but I mean, they've got to check, right? But they don't think it'll be available for people for like 12 to 18 months. It's just because it's going to cost a lot too. Well, because that's how they do things, right? Is it, everything.
Yeah.
So we've used our trip money completely up to buy extra stuff. Like, not like, okay, we don't buy toilet paper, to be honest. We don't buy tons of toilet paper. So when all this hit, we had 12 rolls left for a household of four. And I'm like, well, should we get toilet paper? No, no. Everyone's going nuts. Just like, we're good with 12. We'll just make do. Just, you know, fine. Right.
Yeah.
And
that reminds me.
We found a place that had some, and I bought one pack of another 12. So we're good for a while. So, but I've seen a lot of people like going crazy on stuff, right? But we spent a lot of our money on groceries, like canned goods. They say our supply chain is good, but what if it's not? You know?
Yeah.
So, man. Okay. So for folks that are here to listen about World of Warcraft, you know, I'm really sorry. Really sorry.
Well, it's kind of,
you know, but this is like it's a big deal. It's such a huge thing in our world.
It is.
And this is not just a one little thing. It's the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you're dealing with is pretty much the same as what I'm dealing with. So but I was going to tell you one of the things was, so, you know, cause I work in a shopping center, there's public toilets.
Oh no. So they're wiped out. People stole. Yeah. Carrie told me, if we need toilet paper, we can just go use the public toilets. I'm like, are you insane? That's the first place that will run out. Are you kidding me? People are just going to take those. They're gone.
They rock up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how desperate people are.
So yeah.
It's crazy. And you're lucky. You've only got four people.
How many are in yours?
Seven.
Hold on a second here. Hold on. Your sister. I count four.
I've got the nephew and the niece-in-law as well.
Okay, so that's six.
And my other nephew. And me.
Okay, your other nephew. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All adults. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's a bit like when we go, you know, they're all saying, okay, when you go to the supermarket and you buy one pack of toilet paper or whichever. Well, for a family of seven adults.
Yeah, that's not gonna last very long. Yeah.
That's we never buy. Like when we go on a normal shop. A normal shop, we're always buying at least two anyway, because we have two toilets. We've got upstairs and we've got downstairs. You know, so it's just all it's all a bit crazy, but we're okay.
You know,
it's okay. I did find some masks for mom. So mom and dad are older.
Yeah.
I bought some face masks for them because they're always having to go to doctors and things like that. So I managed to get some online and hopefully they should turn up this week.
Okay.
So if my mother gets sick, it's not going to be good. So, I'm just trying to keep her as safe as possible.
You should lock her inside your house. My mom did the same. She's out doing grocery shopping. I'm like, what the mom? I told you, I will buy you food. I'll leave it at your door. All that you have to do is open up your door and you'll get it. That's it.
Yes.
Stay inside, please. Stay inside. My dad is in a home. And they get locked down a lot because plagues are in there all the time. Everyone's getting sick and out one end or down in the other. Like, oh my God. So now they're locked down because they have like a flu is going around already.
Yeah.
And now they're worried about this thing. And I'm like, you know, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
But more importantly, okay, I'm glad you're sitting down. Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking about planning a trip to go down south to go get some cherry coke. Tonight in 29 minutes, the borders are going to be closed for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Since whenever.
You know what you should do? You should get Stir and you could like meet at the border.
He can throw it across the border.
He'd be like,
here's one can. Here's another can. But they're closing the border because we've got the longest, defended border in the whole world.
Okay. Right.
I mean, it's just so long that you can't put a fence up the whole way through. So
yeah,
we've got, I think it closed for 20 minutes during 9/11 that they were saying, and then before that it was closed like World War One, we don't close our border with them because they're our closest neighbor, and both of us do a lot of business, so it doesn't make sense to close a border, right? Like, ever. I can't get my cherry coke.
I was going to say you could come to Australia, you know, because I found pallets.
Are you serious? How does Australia get cherry coke?
As Spanky says in the chat room, we have oceans as border. So yay for being an island. It's completely, but it's all crazy times. But speaking of other crazy times, it's been a month since we've done this. So a few things have happened in game. Oh, no. Oh, you bastard. Where's mine? You can still send stuff.
They've actually gone up in price.
I bet they have.
And I told Carrie, just get as much as you can.
And so you can just sit there and be like,
if it's the end of the world, I want to be sitting out there with a cherry coke in my hand.
Coke and hickory
sticks. And
yeah.
Please.
Nice. So jelly. But anyway, So a couple of things have happened since the last time that we've done this. And so tell me, because you've got some.
I've got a lot of news, and I've been talking a lot. You should talk. Tell me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you a couple of things that I've been doing. So when the patch came and there was all the new stuff with Oldham and Vale and all of that, obviously I've been working on the new reps, which has been slow to get, and they must have changed the contracts, because when they first was using the contracts, I was getting rep down there, and now I'm not getting rep for anything that I do in Oldham. Or
they did say that they changed it,
and I'm like, you bastards, really? Yep. I just don't have time to sit and play and do that and then go and do normal, you know, BFA world quests. I don't. So I've just been concentrating on either getting Oldham done or getting Vale done. Sometimes I'm lucky and I get both of them done, but I'm into Revered for both. So we're getting there. I did get the Shadow Barb drone the other week. So that's like a month long quest of doing a daily every day.
Oh my God.
To feed this damn little grub that eventually turns into your mount. So it was very cool. Yeah. But it takes a month, 28 days, I think. to do that.
Okay.
So I got that. And as much as I really suck at doing the visions, I'm getting there on them. I did get the mailboxy muncher one, which is really
what's
ironic,
that?
Really.
What's is that one? I definitely don't know.
You don't know that one? Okay,
nope.
So when you go into the vision, if you click on one of the mailboxes,
yeah,
that a mob will come out.
Oh.
Okay. Now there's a chance that this mailbox muncher will come out and it drops. It's 100% drop rate of
if that mob spawns. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I got that the other day. So
nice.
We're at 385 mounts.
Holy crap.
So, yay. So, I was super happy about that. So, that's been pretty good. Learning lots on the visions.
Hmm.
Not really my favorite thing to do solo. Does help if you've got someone who's quite good at doing them and will take you through.
Sure.
Sure. If you've got that. But yeah, it's a little bit, I can't do a complete one solo yet. So like all the three.
Oh, I can't
areas.
Do that. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah. Other than that, I've just been trying for my usual, you know, Pandaland. Yep, those, the usuals. And but you know, I figured I got two mounts in the last month, so I'm like super happy because it feels like for a while I haven't got one, so I'm happy about that. And then the other thing was, because last night I'd done Oldham, I'd done Vale, and I was like, well, I've probably got about half an hour or an hour to go, I'll do something a bit different. And I thought, look, I'll go over to the island, the Mecca Island, whatever it's
Mechagon
called.
Mechagon Island?
Yeah,
I think
that.
Sure. I think that's what it's called.
I thought surely there might be some rares up. There's a couple that drop mounts. I'll pop over. Maybe I'll do some dailies. I completely got lost with some of the dailies. You know when you're just like, oh, that's right, pick this one up. And then you're like, start heading somewhere and you're like, what the hell was this daily about again? I've completely mm-hmm. forgotten. And then in the end, I don't even remember what I was doing. I came flying in from somewhere. Oh, I was going to check the fishing chick to see if there was a daily up. And as I've come flying in, my mouse has gone over one of the little, you know, pet battle pets. And all of a sudden, because up on the top of my UI, it tells me, do I have this pet? Do I not have this pet? And I've like didn't even realize I've put that and it's gone, you do not have this pet. And I've gone, why the hell do I not have this pet? So there goes the next 2 hours of me pet battling.
No. Oh my goodness.
To get new pets. Because every time I looked, I'm like, I don't have this one. I don't have this one. And then you go into a battle and all three come up and they're all three that you don't have. So you're just going, which one do I want? So
whichever one's blue, right? Blue
yeah,
first.
Well, I got no blues. There was no blues at all.
Okay.
So then I had to get out my caging team. So I have a specific team for when I go caging, which that's fine. It's not a problem. But yeah, then I spent the next hour or so pet battling. And that was not a rabbit hole I really had intended to go down to last night. And I have only skimmed the surface, because now I've got to go hunting for some green ones, some good quality, or some blue ones. I don't even know if there's blue ones, because sometimes Blizzard likes to just go, no, you know what, we're only going to give you the green ones because there is no blue ones, and you need to go get your go do your dailies to get your charms so you can go and buy the blue upgrade and things like that. So I was, so that was my night last night. I've just gone, there's a new one. Oh, there's a new one. Oh, which one do I want? So, yeah, I feel the need for, not only am I digging a lot, but I've got a feeling pet battling will, yeah, there's going to be two rabbit holes I'm going down very, very soon.
Are you sure you don't need to take advantage of this leveling boost to get another warlock alt or two or ten?
Then, well, up until I woke up this morning and I was like, okay, I know what I'm doing tonight. I was like, this is what's gonna happen. And then I wake up this morning and everyone's losing their freaking mind, going, there's a new buff. And I've gone, what? Hang on, I gotta go bake first. Like, I can't even look. I need to go bake. Let's bake. I've been sick for 2 weeks. My family, not only did I get demanded from my family, I demanded by the co-workers to bring food Monday. So yeah, it's been a very, very busy day, and I've really not logged into the game to really play because I've not had time yet.
So oh, now sorry. And now we're doing this show. Tonight. Sorry.
And now we're doing this
show. Sorry. Very sorry.
So I'm just like, yeah. So it's all a bit crazy today, but I'll have to see what I want to do tonight, because I have got a couple of tunes that I could probably do some leveling on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll see. So that's been my month. Pretty much in game, other than some other things going. Can I just say 114 on my pacifist?
Wow. 114? What's the matter with you? Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. So,
I mean, and now with the XP buff, because you can't click it off, you're going to
not get rid of.
Yeah. Yep. You're going to be able to get that pretty quickly. Please.
Yeah.
Don't screw it up, please. I swear to God, if you lose it, I don't even know how to deal with you, because I
have, yeah. Anyway, we'll see. Whatever happens. I'm trying to be very, very
cautious.
Patient.
Patient, yes, cautious.
Very cautious.
Please.
And, yeah, and trying not to do anything really stupid. So fingers crossed. But anyway,
tell me your good news.
Yeah.
My news is that this whole coronavirus has taught me, I really touch my face a lot, and especially with my beard. I like to touch my beard a lot. I do. It helps me think. It relaxes me.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a really good song by the Divinals I could tell you about, but it's not referring to touching the face.
Wow. Oh my God.
Anyway, Spanky will know exactly what I'm talking about in the chat room.
Wow.
I can almost guarantee that.
Wow.
Anyway, tell me about your month.
My months
have been
mounts.
Yes.
Mounts and more mounts.
I know.
Holy crap. Yes. Okay. So
tell me.
On February 24th, after 1,131 attempts, the mount finally dropped from Nalak, of all things. Thank God. Yay! I don't have to go back there. Like, I literally, the only thing I need to go back there for is to farm pets to sell. I don't need to do that anymore.
Okay.
We'll talk about that after.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday or 2 days ago, because technically we're recording this for March 21st. So March 19th, after 1,308 attempts, the Shaw of Anger dropped his mount.
Holy
crap. The two bosses that are on that silly as heck variable spawn timer, 10 to 20 minute. Yeah. Blizzard, why? Yeah. Why? Well, I mean, now I don't care, but why? Okay? Come on.
I do, because it still affects me.
Yeah. So that finally dropped. So that's two of them out.
Grats.
And I will that tell you,
awesome.
Only having to farm for Un and Galleon now is like, it cuts down so much time because I know they're on a 15-minute timer. I know exactly when they're going to pop. I can plan. I can move guys around and not need to worry about the variable timer and all that nonsense. A 1 in 2,000 chance drop for it, and I'm down to two left. Two left. So get Galleon and Un Dasta. Those are the last two I need. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not done with the mounts yet though. So. I don't know if executes here or not. I don't usually check the chat list, but if executes here, BlackRock Foundry, he and I share a mutual, I wouldn't say hate, but it's more like a mutual.
Love hate. It's like a love hate.
Love hate, I guess, sure. In BlackRock Foundry on Mythic, to get this damn Iron Hoof Destroyer mount that drops off of Mythic Blackhand, I've got the skips on like 23 characters. Yes. 22 characters. And I added another one to start to work on a new skip because like, why not? Let's just throw everything at it. Okay. So last week I do my runs on Wednesdays. Okay. And I run them all. That's my stream. I stream it. I do all of my runs on one day. Just get it done. Let's just get her done. Yes. Right.
Yes.
Wednesday night, Blizzard announced a hot fix saying that they increased the drop rate.
Oh.
That was their words. I'm going to call them out on it. Yeah, they increased the drop rate. They fixed the drop rate. So before the fix, I had 589 attempts on this damn boss. 589.
Okay.
And I didn't have any other characters that could go and play and go run and go run it until the next lockout. So this Wednesday, I waited and I ran on a character. My third attempt, it dropped. Three. This mount was supposed to be a 1 in 100 chance drop. So back in January of... Yes, it's supposed to be a 1% chance to drop. I call bullshit.
Right.
Excuse my language, but we don't have a clean tech here, so.
Nope. We removed it.
Yeah. So I know there's bad luck. I get that. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Certainly, it's true. I could have had a really bad luck run.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think what they did back in January of 2019, they said that they fixed the drop rate. It was 1 in 2,000, okay? They said that they fixed it. I think what they actually did was change it to 20 rolls of 1 in 2,000 because that equals 1%. If you run it a long time, it does actually work out to a 1% chance to drop. You don't want 20 rolls at 1 in 2,000. There is no way, no one wants that. You want the one roll at 1 in 100, you get a better chance. We don't have 20 years to farm this damn thing. Like, we're not going to live that long. Okay. We're all going to die from the virus now. Okay. So, 100%, they fixed it so that it's a 1% chance drop again. I guarantee you. Guarantee you.
Okay. Well, yay.
Yay.
Don't have to run it anymore.
Yay.
Yay, finally.
So now I don't know what to do with myself on Wednesdays. Although I do know what I'm going to do. We're going to focus on Nighthold. So, Nighthold. Normal Nighthold. The other mount, after 98 days, 98 days, on March the 14th, I got 5 million gold plus 360,000 gold because I bought two tokens because I was saving up for Shadowlands, but then I won it, but it's too late because I already spent the gold on getting tokens. Anyways, so I finally got the Longboy mount after like 98 days like of just ignoring pretty much everything and going hard to the gold hoop.
Well done.
My kids have been with me the whole way, and when I got it, they said that they thought I'd be screaming and yelling. No, it was more of a finally, now I can relax and play the game. I can play the game and have fun with the game because a lot of this last three or four months have been not playing. It's like, more like that's my mission.
Like
it's my mission, man. Yeah. And I will tell you, I was not having fun. I was not having fun like I do when I play the game. So I'm looking. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to leveling alts again, like I have been actually leveling some alts, gearing them up to be able to go into normal Nighthold, so we can work on another mount there. But overall, I made 49,600 gold a day, and I had one account. I'm not multi-boxing. I'm not doing any of that nonsense. There's no way. No. My best day was 268,000 gold. My worst day was 230,000 gold. So I lost 230. So I spent it on mats to go buy stuff. And let me tell you, spending 230,000 gold. What? Oh, no,
was
that wasn't.
The day
no.
That you're doing your linen?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope. No, God, not even close. I would never spend that on just on that. It was on making mounts and making jewel crafting mounts and all that stuff. So, but those days are nerve wracking when you're spending, you're like, oh God, I just spent what it took me like 3 days to make or 4 days, but eventually it works out. So I have an article on what I did, and I'll post that on the show notes. I just want to say, you know, a lot of people ask me, what did I do? And I told them, like, this is what I did. And there's a couple people that were like, oh, well, I don't know this tool, so I can't do it. Just, you know, don't like look at what people did and be like, and just immediately find a reason to not do it. Cause that's what it felt like, is that they're looking for a reason to be like, oh, I'll never get it, cause I don't know that. Go and learn it. I had no idea how any of this goddamn stuff worked. Excuse me again. Sorry. Yeah. But I want this mount. I wanted the mount.
Yeah.
So it's up to me.
And you go.
And no one's going to handhold me through it. I ask questions. So I don't know what the hell is going on. Ask questions, but don't defeat yourself. You can do this. I don't know when Shadowlands is coming out. I don't know when this pre-patch is coming out. Because as soon as the pre-patch comes out, Longboy's gone, right? It's gone. So if you want to do it, if you're gonna do multi-boxing, you probably still have time.
Do it now.
So do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
Yep. 5 million.
5 million gold is doable. If you have many accounts, for sure. One piece of advice I would give you, if you're on a high population realm, cancel scan your stuff aggressively because there's lots of people selling. You want to be the best price. Cancel scan aggressively. That's one of the big things. Time is key. If you have a lot of time, it'll be easy. If you do not have a lot of time, then you have to be creative. And that's where multi-boxing comes in.
Yeah.
So I will shut the hell up. And, I guess like the last thing I wanted to say was, I was going to focus on normal Night Hold, but now with Blizzard announcing the XP buff, maybe I won't be focusing on normal Night Hold. Maybe I'm leveling up all my alts to be able to get more attempts on the last two Mist bosses, right? Because I only need to get them to 90 to be able to get a tag, right? So,
yeah.
Cause you can get to 90, like you can get there at 80 and get a tag, but if you're tagging it first, you're going to die cause it'll one shot you. So if you get to 90 and I've had that happen, I was like, oh yeah, I'll come in at 81. No. Yeah. I tagged it. I died. So, but to 90 shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah. Right. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So that's okay. Been my month.
That's amazing. So mounts. What's that, four mounts?
Four big mounts that I've wanted to get. Like,
that is,
yeah,
that is fantastic.
It's funny how it goes. Like, there's stretches where you get nothing, and then all of a sudden, and now rest of the year, I'm probably gonna get nothing at all. I'm still gonna try, but because if you don't try, I guarantee you won't get anything, right?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yep. Don't try, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. Just like the Love Rocket. I mean, I tried and I got the Love Rocket solo, which is my life, right? It's just a solo rocket and no one's allowed to ride on my rocket. And that's just how it is in my life, right? And other people are trying to get that rocket and just can't quite get the rocket. Trying to find that, maybe they're not trying hard enough to get the rocket. I don't know.
Really? Man. Really? You're going to go there?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Not trying hard enough.
Hard.
Stupid rocket. Anyway. All right. We better skip the other thing because it's only time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. Because, we'll blame coronavirus. Okay. Blame it for everything right now. Where are we in? Wow, here's the picture we had last week. Let me make sure, is this the right one?
Mm-hmm.
This. Okay, where are we in the World of Warcraft? Just going based on the tweets from that came in order. As he says, Spires of Iraq near Southport. Tap Fizzle said Zangermarsh. Zort said clearly Zangermarsh. Nisi said could be Shadow Moon Valley in Warlord's section of that looks very similar to Anger in the Umberfen area. I don't know. Though could be very well Zangermarsh. And then as he sent another tweet saying Spires of Rack near Southport. Like, yeah, we got it, buddy. The answer is it's not Zangermarsh. Is it near Southport? Right. Yeah, so it is near Southport. Mm-hmm. It's in Spires of Iraq, down near the south.
Yep.
Where all the Hydralisks are, right? Mm-hmm. And they're being farmed by orcs, right? Like by the one of the clans there, right?
Yep. Peons. So, work. Yep. Yeah. Work.
So it's down there. Yep. So Azzy is
nice
correct.
One, Azzy. Yep.
Is Nisi kind of correct? Like, is she close? Could be Shadow Moon Valley. No, it's not Shadow Moon Valley.
But to be fair, Shadow Moon Valley does have a very similar looking feel too.
Yeah, it's nice.
But one was in Spires of Iraq. So, So well done. Yeah, well done. Thanks, Azzy.
Yeah.
But thank you guys. Thank you for sending in, answers.
All right.
Allie. We appreciate it.
Yeah, don't worry, thank Allie.
You. You're busy. It's crazy busy.
Busy playing D&D with us online. Always be looting. Sorry. There's our plug.
Nice.
Okay. Where we let go of a spider and now Seraphis thinks that spider's going to turn around and be the end of us all. I'm gonna say one thing before we go on.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And then I'll say one thing.
I have the distinct honor of being the first one that got naked in the group.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead. What's your D&D?
No, I was just going to say, I actually have a, because I'm playing a wizard, I actually have a, the Find Familiar. So my Find Familiar is a spider called Itzy. Okay. And Itzy comes from Lita, because of course she's Lita, has a spider tattoo on her shoulder. And that's where the Find Familiar comes from. So it's Itzy the spider that happens to be a little redback spider, because, you know, that's what we get. Oh, and the other thing, I've got polymorph now. I have to tell you this, so freaking hilarious. So I've got polymorph, and I had asked, you know, like, what can I polymorph? Can I choose my own, you know, because obviously I'm learning. I'm still learning D&D and all of that. And I was told yes. So I said I actually wanted, and I got told no, I couldn't have it. I wanted a drop bears. I wanted to polymorph them into drop bears, and I got told no. So I polymorph into a koala. However, my DM, being the smartass that he is, decided that I polymorphed this thing the other week, and he did a roll for the chance that instead of it turning into the koala, it actually ended up turning into a drop bear that we then had to fight.
Nice.
And we had to run away because he'd made it overpowered, so there was no way.
Oh, well, that's not nice. I mean, that was nice, and then that's not nice.
Thanks for that, DM.
Wow,
appreciate that. But yeah, so but now I actually have polymorph, and I have my little icons. He's made me little icons. I've got different animals for different situations.
Cool.
When I polymorph.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's been really cool. I'm really enjoying it.
Okay. Okay. Learning. So
yeah. So that's D&D talk.
I've got to say, we had to cancel our local D&D group. We were going to meet on April the 5th, actually on April the 4th, but because we were doing a rule of thumb where if our schools are closed down, that we're not going to gather as a group in person and play. So we just canceled. But on our last session, my character's name is Grill Rig. Okay. Right. It's not Grill Rig. It's Grill Rig. Like, it's a question. Grill Rig?
Grill Rig. Okay.
Grill Rig.
Grill Rig. Okay.
He was my half-orc barbarian. My first one ever.
Yeah.
And I loved him so much, and he died. And it was my fault. Like, I was being cocky and getting my face into stuff, because anytime I hit, I'm taking things out. Like, one hit, boom, down, because he's just so strong, big weapon, but he's gone. Yeah. So now I'm making a new character, and I think it's going to be a sorcerer. I think a sorcerer or a rogue. So I'm not sure which. I've rolled them both up. But one of our rules is that one of my rolls is a 4. I rolled so badly it was a 4, and I've got to keep that roll, but I get to kind of put it where I want it. So I don't know what he needs to be really bad in. So if he's a sorcerer, you know, charisma, he needs high charisma. If he's a rogue, he needs high dex. So, you know, hit points, I toyed with putting the 4 in the hit points just as being like really weak.
Doesn't really need strength.
No, I mean, charisma would probably be good. Int or wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom you probably want for perception, so int maybe.
But,
yeah, Grill Rig was unfortunately bit the dust. And so when he died, though, he actually died like Grill Rig, and he died. One last Grill Rig, and he died. He died to bugbears. Damn bugbears.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you lost your character.
Segwayed. I mean, no, not really segwayed. Sorry. Squirreled. That's okay, though. Okay, we're gonna put up our where are we in the World of Warcraft are we now for this month, and we'll put it up for 4 seconds, and if you know it, don't say it in the chat, just wait for us to tweet it, and we'll just carry on, and 1, 2, 3, 4, oh, there you go, and I'm there on my Longboy mount. I could not help it.
Long boy.
The mighty caravan something. I don't know. Long boy.
It's very cute. I mean, it is seriously very cute.
He was blocking everybody off. Like, his head swings over and blocks Leetly.
Yeah.
And she's like, just can
I'm
you
like, waiting for, move, I'm just like,
wait for his head to move.
Move your head. Go down. It's just like, he's like up here and he then like down here.
Yeah, he's just checking things out.
And then he like swings around this way. And then he goes back here. Then he goes back. And I'm just going,
Sorry.
Yeah. But he is very cute. So
very sorry.
So congratulations. That's amazing. So yeah, we'll post that up on the on the tweeters when the episode's up.
Yep.
Tomorrow. Tonight.
Probably tomorrow. Well, tomorrow for me. Well, tonight for me. It's technically tonight, the 21st right now. So.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah. Always a bit of fun anyway. So, all right. Anything else you want to mention? Otherwise, we better wrap it up, I suppose.
Yeah, wrapping it up these days is probably a good thing to do, especially now with the current environment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just wrap yourself up in a big bubble, stay home, play World of Warcraft, listen to podcasts.
I wish I could. Know,
all kinds of stuff.
I'm out there, dealing with those that won't stay home. So, and just, you know, and that's the other thing. Just one more thing. You know what? People just need to be nicer to other people. Don't come in and be a grumpy ass. Like, we're doing the, I think everyone that's out there doing in services and the shops, you know, we're all doing the best that we can in this crazy situation. So please, as a customer, pull your freaking head in and like be a little bit nice and courteous. That would be awesome, you know. So just saying. Anyway, let's wrap it up. All right. So we didn't get any mail.
Oh, we got mail. I got lots of new people are going on their website, even though I'm constantly trying to fight the spam accounts. Like, people just create accounts. I don't know why. Well, I know why. They try to create accounts so they can post on your shit. But they can't get past that. But they still create accounts. And we get an email every time they create an account. It's a fucking pain in the ass. What a pain in the ass. Stop. I'm trying to find ways to stop it. And everything I put on there, they defeat it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You get that. But anyway, don't forget where you can find us. So check out the website at, where are we? VenturesInAzeroth.com. You can send us an email. So if you'd like to tell us about your
adventures in Azeroth?
Playing your World of Warcraft, if that's the adventure that you're doing, please send us an email. We would love to read your email. Send one through to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. You can tweet us over on the Twitter, which is @advazeroth, or jump on when we're live, which is normally once a month, twitch.tv/advazeroth. Stone, where can we find you?
Pretty much everything is at stonegrasp.com, but I do Twitter as well, stonegrasp, because you know, the single stone, all that stuff.
Yeah,
I actually did put up the link to the Discord. So the Discord is a very quiet Discord. There's not a lot of spammy stuff in there. You want to join, come on in. If you're looking for a place to only say, hey guys, we're live, yeah, it's probably not for you. Believe me, it's probably not for you. We're just hanging out. Okay, got some channels that we play about stuff that we play. It's cool. It's cool. Beats. Everyone's allowed.
Chillaxing.
But the links are up on Twitter and Discord now, and the website. And oh man, so Carrie is working from home now. Like, she has to work from home now, and that means I can't stream during the day. So that's going to change things.
Yay.
Yep.
Well, you know what? Just change your sleep schedule.
If I wanted to be in Australia and deal with the fires and the deadly snakes and the crazy Joey the kangaroo, or Frank the kangaroo, which is the dude who is all ripped? You know that Skippy. One, right? No, not Skippy. Oh, no. Frank, no. Tom.
Oh.
Fred.
I'm the kangaroo.
Tom the kangaroo. I don't know what his name is. But he's like massive, right? He's built. I don't want to mess with that stuff. Okay. If I wanted to, I'd go hop on a flight, but I'd probably get turned back now because all the borders are closed.
Well, I was gonna say they won't let you in. So yeah.
But what if I said that I knew you and you work in the service industry? So then they'd be like, okay.
They're gonna go, who the hell? We don't give a shit. They don't care who I am.
You don't know who Lita Koala is? Like, come on.
Lita Koala.
And they'll be like, oh, Lita Koala.
They'll be like,
what? Exactly, Spanky. Exactly.
We have standards.
Yep.
Spanky, no, trust me. We don't come down. Just come down to where I work. Anyway. Okay, so don't forget where you can find me.
Oh, yeah. Where can we find you?
Thank you. You can check me out on Twitter. Sorry. I am at Lita Wow, which is LETTAWOW. And don't forget Wow Challenges podcast, which will be on tomorrow, 9 o'clock my time, 7 p.m. Eastern. On a Saturday is when we record, so please come and check that out. Other than that, thank you for the lights, the retweets, for all the answers on our where in the world of Warcraft are we, for all those playing along, thank you guys. It's a bit of fun, so thank you for that. And don't forget, you can find us over on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or Google Play if you want to download the show. Other than that, I think we'll say goodbye. Please stay safe.
Yes.
As safe as you can be. Alrighty. And
if you don't have to go outside, don't go outside.
Don't go.
If you gotta get food, go get your food and get the hell back inside.
Yeah.
You know? If you gotta work, I understand. But
just be safe.
For the love of God, I love you all. I don't want nobody to get hurt. I don't know what that was, but just understand what I'm trying to come across here with words. Words I don't know. Anyways. So
be safe. Be safe, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Wrap it up.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita Copyright 2020.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.